SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Tens of thousands of people waving Israeli and Druze flags and calling for equality gathered in Tel Aviv's Rabin Square last night to demonstrate against the Jewish nation-state law. The key organizers of the rally, who were leaders of the Druze community whose members serve in the Israeli army and who have expressed outrage at the law's provisions, saying it renders them second-class citizens. The nation-state law, which for the first time enshrines Israel as the national home of the Jewish people and says the right to exercise national self-determination in the state of Israel is unique to the Jewish people, has sparked widespread criticism from Israel's minorities and opposition. It has led to the resignation from the Knesset of M.K. Zuhir Bahlul and from the army of three officers from the Druze community. Captain Amir Jamal, who last Sunday called to end the compulsory draft for the Druze, was suspended for service for 2 weeks from his post. Shadi Zidane, a 23-year-old Druze IDF officer with the rank of deputy commander in a combat battalion, and 49-year-old reservist Dr. Major Safar Mashur, who studied at the Technion in Haifa and serves in the 91st Division, both resigned their posts in protest at the law. Former IDF Chief of Staff Gabi Ashkenazi said he was at the protest to show his support for the Druze community. Ashkenazi said Jewish Israelis and Druze live together in harmony, added he hoped a solution would be found quickly. On Thursday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu angrily walked out of a meeting with Druze leaders when Brigadier General Amal Assad accused him of turning Israel into an apartheid state and called the law evil and racist. Also on Thursday, the law's original sponsor, Likud MK Avi Dichter, faced the community's rage at a ceremony to honour Druze veterans at a college in the northern town of Carmiel. Amir Khifnis, head of the Forum Against the Nation-State Law, burst into the auditorium and shouted at Dichter that he was a racist and Nazi during his remarks. On Tuesday, the opposition Meretz party challenged the law by petitioning the High Court to overturn it. The petition singles out two articles for special censure. Article 4, which the appellants claim downgrades Arabic status from a de facto co-equal official language alongside Hebrew to a mere special language. And Article 7, which affirms the state's commitment to Jewish settlement, an apparent commitment to the state's favouring of one ethnic or religious group over others when developing the country's population centres. The IDF conducted an airstrike late Wednesday night, killing seven Islamic State fighters who had crossed the 1974 ceasefire line into Israeli territory through the Syrian-Jordan-Israel border triangle. IDF spokesman Jonathan Conricus said that the gunman had made it some 200 metres past the Alpha line, but did not manage to reach the technical fence bordering the Israeli Golan Heights. A number of explosive belts and Kalashnikov rifles were found during searches of the area on Thursday morning. The IDF's Conricus said that there had been no threat to Israeli communities along the northern border. The Russian's Interfax news agency reported on Thursday that Russian military police would be deploying along the border between Syria and Israel to prevent further escalation between the sides. The IDF carried two airstrikes in the Gaza Strip yesterday, targeting those launching incendiary balloons into Israel. The attack on a southern Palestinian enclave came hours after the military targeted a cell launching balloons in the northern Gaza Strip. Earlier in the day, firefighters battled two blazes in the Gaza border area, started by flaming balloons. On Friday, there were 26 fires started by incendiary devices flown from Gaza. A balloon carrying flaming material was found on the roof of a home in Beersheba on Friday night. No damage was caused there. The IDF announced yesterday that it had stopped a boat attempting to break the maritime blockade of the Gaza Strip and said there were no exceptional events during the course of the incident. The IDF said, noting that the boat was tracked and stopped in accordance with international law, the forces made it clear to the sailors that they were violating the blockade and that any humanitarian supplies it was carrying can be delivered to Gaza through the port of Ashdod. This was the second boat from the Swedish-flagged Freedom Flotilla stopped in the past week. The Nazareth Magistrates Court on Thursday sentenced Arab-Israeli poet Darin Tatur to 5 months in prison following her conviction for incitement to violence over poems and social media posts she wrote during a wave of Israeli-Palestinian violence. She also received an additional 6 month suspended term. Due to time already served, she's expected to spend 2 months further behind bars. A video accompanying a reading of the poem Resist My People Resist, uploaded to YouTube by Tatur in October 2015 at the height of a wave of Palestinian attacks against Israelis, shows masked Palestinians attacking Israeli soldiers with rocks and slingshots. The poem includes such lines as, "I will not succumb to the peaceful solution, never lower my flags until I evict them from my land, and resist the settlers' robbery and follow the caravan of martyrs." The IDF announced on Friday it was closing an Israeli clinic on the Syrian border, saying that the Syrian government had taken control of the border area. The Mazor Ladakh Field Clinic, whose name means relief for the suffering, was part of the army's multifaceted humanitarian relief operation, dubbed Operation Good Neighbor, launched in 2013. Since 2016, as part of the operation, more than 600 Syrian children, accompanied by their mothers, have come to Israel for treatment. Hundreds of tons of food, medical equipment, and clothing have also been sent across the border to Syria. The army says it is ready to resume operations of the clinic if the situation changes. 20,000 Israelis flooded the streets of the capital on Thursday under heavy police protection to participate in Jerusalem's Gay Pride Parade. The 2-kilometer march through the city center came after a month of LGBT community protests against a surrogacy law passed last month that excluded gay men, and 3 years after a deadly knife attack at the Jerusalem march by an ultra-Orthodox zealot that killed 16-year-old marcher Shira Banki. Organizers handed out flowers to marchers in memory of Banki as they exited the starting point in Gan HaPa'amon. Demonstrators chanted their way up Keren HaYesod Street, but paused and quieted down when they reached the junction where Banki was murdered. Many placed flowers in front of a large poster with a picture on it. Security at the annual parade was at an all-time high, with some 2,500 police officers, including border police and plainclothes police, deployed in the capital to protect the event. 3 of the 7 Jerusalem mayoral candidates joined Thursday's Gay Pride Parade. Rachel Azaria, Ofer Berkovich, and Yossi Havilio marched to show their support for the LGBTQ community. MK Zev Elkin and Deputy Mayor Moshe Leon both said they would not participate but did not condemn the event, unlike the other 2 candidates who condemned it. Small groups of protesters were kept away from the parade. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.